Welcome to the Taste and See podcast, the weekly podcast from Tens. We release a new episode every Tuesday at 10 a.m., so stay tuned. Just open your heart and taste as much as you want of Jesus, and you will see that He is good. We are back for a second episode of Taste and See. We released our first episode a little over a week ago, and I received great feedback on it. It's just so rewarding to know that people were blessed by that episode. If you haven't listened to that one yet, please go back and check it out. You understand a little bit more why do we call ourselves Taste and See, what we are all about, which is Jesus. It's pretty simple. So if this one podcast today blesses you, go ahead and share it. We're going to be on Spotify and Google Podcasts, and we are about to get into the Apple Podcasts as well, so that'll be even easier for you. Go ahead and share with your friends, your family, your churches, and spread the word of God, okay? Today we're going to be talking about a very intriguing subject for myself, and it's just a great, crazy topic. So it's going to be pretty short and simple, so stay tuned, stay with me. We're going to go with it pretty quick, so go through the scriptures. Follow me. We're going to start on John chapter 1, verse 1. But a lot of times I used to think about, like, when did Jesus start to exist? I don't know if you ever questioned that. Like, what's the start for Jesus? You know, like, if he's eternal, when did he start? Like, was it in the manger? Was it in Bethlehem as a baby? Where was he at in the Old Testament? Did he just step back and watched it? Like, was he an spectator of the Old Testament, or was he involved in it? You know, it's very intriguing when you read the Bible and when you know that the story of God started in Genesis, but Jesus is prophesied about in all of the Old Testament, but you only see him in flesh in the New Testament, which is Matthew, at least explicitly. If that's the word here in this case. But that's what we're going to be talking about. Let's read John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And we'll just jump ahead a little bit to verse 14. Says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So we know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and everything that was made through him, and nothing that exists was made without him, and that the same Word became flesh. Connecting these dots here, we understand that this word that John is talking about is Jesus, right? He became flesh and he was God and he dwelt among us, and he's the only Son from the Father, so he could only be Jesus. Right now, we already understand that Jesus did not start in the manger, even though that's when he took on flesh, being born out of Mary, a virgin, in Bethlehem, but he existed in the beginning. And when the Bible talks about the beginning, it's talking about Genesis. So what does Genesis tell us? How does Genesis point us to Jesus? You know, Jesus was the Word in the beginning, and things were made through him. Therefore, Genesis is where everything was made and created. So if Jesus was present there, he was involved in the creation of humanity. When God was creating humanity and creating the earth and creating everything in the world, he was speaking them into existence. God wasn't just imagining or just getting some construction together and putting this stuff up. He was speaking them, and matter would be created, and things would take on their shapes and gain life. So as he spoke, Jesus took charge of what he was saying and fulfilled every word from the mouth of God. So when God speaks, those words hang on the life of Jesus, and He is in charge of fulfilling every single one of them. That's why when God was creating man, He said, let's make man in our image. He didn't say, let's make man in my image. If He said our, there was more than one involved. And that is Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So that's what He did. He spoke things into life. Those words, they hung on the life of Jesus, and He created everything. So if God has spoken anything about your life, promised you anything, don't stress too much about it. Know that if you remain in Jesus and if you believe and agree with that word, it will come to pass, because Jesus is more interested in fulfilling those words than you are. Because that's the very job, that's the life of Jesus. He comes to fulfill those words. That is why in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus is being tempted in the desert, He has been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. The devil shows up and says, hey, you need to transform this stone into bread so you can eat. And Jesus says, no. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So Jesus is saying, more than a physical food, I feed on what my Father speaks. More than feeding on bread, physical bread, I feed on everything that He says, because that's the reason why I'm here. I came to fulfill everything that God has spoken. That's why the Bible says that the fullness of the deity is in Jesus in the flesh. Bill Johnson says something that I'll never forget. He says, Jesus is the perfect theology. If you believe anything about God that you cannot see in the person of Jesus, you might as well throw that in the trash. What he's saying is, if anything that you believe disagrees with the life of Jesus and who He is and how He displayed the heart of God on earth, that also disagrees with God. It's not compatible. Another passage in scriptures that shows this concept very clearly is Luke 24. When there's two disciples leaving Jerusalem and going to Emmaus, when Jesus told them to stay in Jerusalem, but they're going away, walking through this road, and this man comes along and start walking with them. They're discussing everything that had just happened. Jesus was crucified, rose again, but they hadn't seen Him yet, so they were very confused and frustrated, discouraged, looking down. And Jesus comes over like a strange man, because their hearts were kept from seeing Jesus. The eyes of their hearts were closed. So Jesus is talking to them and asking, why are you guys so looking down and so discouraged right now? And they're like, didn't you hear about this mighty man of God that came over and died? And he performed all these miracles, but everything is chaotic right now. And Jesus is like, yeah, just playing along with them, when they're actually talking about Himself. And then here in a little bit in the conversation, Jesus says, why are you guys so hard-headed? How did you not see that these things had to come to pass so all the prophecies would be fulfilled? And he starts showing them through scriptures everything about Himself. And he says that He started on Moses, went through the law and the prophets, and finished up over there in the cross. And He unlocked the gospel to them. He unveiled the gospel. It's like there was a veil on top of the scriptures, and Jesus lifted that. And their hearts came alive again. Color came back. Hope came back. And now they believed again. And things started to make sense. And their hearts were burning. And Jesus is like, no, I got to go. And they're like, no, please stay. And then here in a little bit, when Jesus, you know, finally shows up and they realize it's Him. And they look at each other and say, were not our hearts burning when He was telling us all those things? What is that? That's the concept of revelation. It's when our hearts burn. It's when God Himself explains the scriptures to us. It's when God Himself unlocks the scriptures and shows to us things about Himself. So it's when Jesus hides Himself for us and the Holy Spirit leads us into that and helps us find Jesus in the scriptures. So that's what Jesus was doing. He was showing that He's been present ever since the world has been created. And He's been present from Genesis, and He will be all the way into Revelation. The whole Bible is about Him. The Bible is Jesus in print. There's nothing in the Bible that does not point to Jesus. Even the maps, the genealogy, everything is for Jesus. And then if you start seeing the scriptures like that, out of a sudden you realize that the lamb that was provided to Abraham on top of that mountain so he wouldn't kill Isaac, that was Jesus. When Noah was preparing and building that boat, and there came this flood. The flood is sin, and Jesus is the boat that saves us from sin. You realize that when Moses led the Israelites out of captivity, that was Jesus leading us out of a life of sin and death and slavery. So everything is about Him now. So tonight, today, I just want to pray for you that you would read the scriptures with that concept in mind. Like, how can I find Jesus in this passage? Lord, I just pray for every single person listening to this. I pray that we would, through the Holy Spirit, find revelation in the scriptures and see Jesus clearly. Just like those disciples on the way to Emmaus, you would walk alongside us and our hearts would burn and our eyes would be open. We would see you clearly, Lord. You are the Word. And every word that has been spoken over our lives will be fulfilled in you. And you are responsible to helping and making that come to pass. That's why we can rest in you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray for every single one of us. Amen.